Medical debt is incredibly easy to accrue. All it takes is an accident or an unexpected bill tacked onto an expected procedure, or an out-of-network charge you didn't know was out-of-network. Nationally, almost 24% of non-elderly Americans have past due medical debt, according to an Urban Institute report published this week. From state to state, though, the debt rates vary widely, from Hawaii, with about 6% of the population, to Mississippi, with about 37%. West Virginia's rate is about 33%. It's unclear exactly why such a large variation between states exists. However, Kyle Caswell, co-author of the Urban Institute study, says they did find something interesting.
In every state, we find a decline.
Meaning from 2012 to 2015, the share of non-elderly adults with past due medical debt dropped in every single state. For those of you who don't know, I didn't. Past due medical debt is debt where you miss payments. This kind affects your credit score, while regular medical debt is like having money on your credit card that isn't due yet. So why did the debt drop? Caswell wasn't willing to speculate, but the Urban Institute report points to another study that looks at the relationship between Medicaid expansion and financial security. That study, published in 2016, found states that expanded Medicaid saw a reduction in the amount of total debt that went to collection. Robert Kesner was one of the co-authors of the study.
We would argue that our estimates or what we obtain are not just correlations, but not definitively, but strongly suggest that the ACA Medicaid expansions were the cause of the reduction in medical collection and total collections that we observe across these two data sets.
Both Kesner and Caswell say this type of information is really important because past due medical debt creates a lot of financial instability for low-income families. Caswell again.
You know, one of the fundamental functions of insurance is to protect us against unexpected medical bills or medical events that have medical bills associated with them.
For Kesner, one of the fundamental functions of insurance is to protect us against financial insecurity, period.
You know, everybody focuses on access to health care and health, but, you know, one of the primary purposes of insurance, any type of insurance, is financial security. And there's no reason to expect that health insurance wouldn't provide such financial security. And sure enough, the evidence that's coming in on the ACA, our own and others, and previous evidence is very consistent with the fact that the health insurance provides financial security, which has very important implications for, you know, lots of aspects of life.
But if you remember, nearly a quarter of Americans and a third of West Virginians still have past due medical debt, even though that number has dropped over the last few years. But isn't insurance supposed to take care of that? Kesner points out that a lot of people have high deductible plans now. Even a couple $1,000 bill can be too much for some low to middle income families, he says. The Urban Institute report released this week also found that people who are uninsured continue to have higher rates of past due medical debt compared with people who have insurance. So, what would happen if Medicaid expansion is repealed, or people who gained coverage under the Affordable Care Act lose it? Logically, Kesner says, then we should see a corresponding rise in financial insecurity for that segment of the population. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.